And this is WHYY News, 642. We have 63 degrees and sunshine. Good morning. I'm John Weber in for Jennifer Lynn. Delaware officials prepared for a doomsday scenario at hospitals in April when coronavirus admissions were threatening to overwhelm the patient care system. Two makeshift hospitals were even stood up with the help of the National Guard. But WHYY's Chris Barish reports that the feared avalanche never came and that the burden on hospitals has plummeted.
At April's end, 337 COVID-19 patients were in Delaware hospitals. Now it's just 38. Dr. Rick Pescatore is the state's chief public health physician. He says younger people don't get as sick, physical distancing and other prevention measures are working, and doctors know more about managing patients so they don't need a hospital bed.
We're not seeing the level of severe disease that we saw early in the pandemic. We know better about how to intervene upon it and what to expect from a clinical trajectory. But then there also clearly have been fundamental changes in how we approach it.
Beyond prescribing medicine for fever, cough, and pain, one effective method is what he calls pulmonary toileting. That's a clinical term for patients doing exercises to clear mucus so their lungs work better. Dr. Mike Benninghoff heads the ICU for Christiana Care. He warns that danger does remain come fall.
I'm more worried about the flu. The flu looks just like COVID-19. I'm more concerned that there's going to be some kind of cross-pollination, perhaps, and not just coronavirus getting worse, but as they reopen things or they allow people to gather again in larger fashion.
With more than 500 deaths, Delaware ranks 10th highest nationally per capita. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.